Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today, and we're going back again, as we have in a few weeks in the past, devoting our program to one early music ensemble. And today, we're featuring the Folger Consort. The Folger Consort is in residence since 1977 at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. And obviously from that name, it's a library devoted entirely to the works of Shakespeare. Folger Consort gives regular concerts at the library, and they also have quite a selection of CDs of live concerts of their performances there. And as could be expected, we're going to begin with some of the music of the time of Shakespeare, and this is Dances and Songs of Renaissance England, played by the Folger Consort. We're here first by one of the most famous of the early English composers, John Dowland, Mrs. Nichols, her Allemande, which is a type of dance, then by an anonymous composer, This Merry Pleasant Spring. Following that, Lady Lytton's Almon, the most sacred Queen Elizabeth, her Galliard, and the Lady Rich's Galliard, also by John Dowland. And we'll end with When Then Is Love But Mourning by Philip Rossiter, and ending finally with Sir Henry Umpton's Funeral by John Dowland. Members of the Folger Consort playing this music from a CD called Showers of Harmony.
Thank you. dead heats doth love return. Thus will I mourn, thus will I sing. Come away, my darling. Thus will I mourn, thus will I sing. Come away, my darling. Beauty is but a bloom in youth, in his glory and blooming. Time hath a while which none can stay. Then come away while thus I sing. Come away, my darling. Then come away while thus I sing. Come away, my darling. Summer in winter fadeth, gloomy night, heavenly light shadeth, like to the morn of me.
the Folger Consort playing a group of pieces from the time of Shakespeare, from a CD of theirs called The Showers of Harmony. We ended with a whole group of pieces by one of the most famous of the early English composers, of John Dowland, and also began with one by Dowland. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today, and we are centering around one of the programs we've been giving devoted to an early music consort. And today, it's the Folger Consort, which is the residence consort at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. Continuing with another CD of that consort, this CD is called A Distant Mirror. And we begin with one of the most famous pieces of Thomas Morley of Shakespeare's time. It was A Lover and His Lass. Following that, a piece called The Witch's Dance, which was played during some of the masque music that was popular of that period. Then The Willow Song by an anonymous composer, but quite a popular song of the period. We'll hear Witch's Dance number 2, and ending with Henry Purcell, a suite from his opera The Faerie Queen. Again, members of the Folger Consort performing from a CD entitled A Distant Mirror.
It was a lover and his lass, with a hey, with a ho, and a hey, nonino, and a hey, nonino, nonino. That o'er the green cornfield did pass in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring in springtime. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye, with a hay, with a hoe, and a hay, nonino, and a hay, nonino, nonino. These pretty country fools would lie in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring in springtime. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Then pretty lovers take the time, with a hey, with a ho, and a hey, nonino, and a hey, nonino. Crowned with the prime in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring in springtime. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing,
ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
music of a suite from the opera The Faerie Queen by Henry Purcell. And we began with the music of Morley and some anonymous mask music. And our program today is devoted to the Folger Consort, who performed that music you just heard from a CD called The Distant Mirror. We're going to continue with more music of the time of Shakespeare, and again with the Folger Consort, since that is the title of our program today. And from a CD there called When Birds Do Sing, we're going back to Morley and back to another version of it, He Was a Lover and His Lass, then by Morley again, a piece called La Volta, and by Thomas Campion, The Cypress Curtain and the Night, and following that, one of the most famous melodies of this particular period, merely referred to by one word, and the name is Browning by Bevan. And we're going to end with Fair in the Morn by Thomas Morley. Again, the Folger Consort from a CD of theirs called When Birds Do Sing.
It was a love and his lass, with a hey, with a ho, and a hey, no, ni, no, and a hey, no, ni, no, ni, no. That o'er the green cornfields did pass in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding, a ding, a ding, hey, ding, a ding, a ding, hey, ding, a ding, a ding, sweet love's love, the spring. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye, with a hay, with a hoe, and a hay, no, and a hay. Pretty country fools would lie in springtime, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love the spring, in springtime, in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, sweet lovers love the spring.
Sweet lovers love the spring. Since from my
rejoice my soul, for that will still end more, when my crazed body is consumed.
Fairest one was ever known so fair. sand and yet no earthly creature. There shone a face, was never face that carried such a feature. There shone a face, was never face that carried such a feature. And on a hill the fairest hill was never hill so blessed. There stood a man, was never man, for no man so distressed. This man had, oh happy man, no man so happy as he. For none had hap to see the hap that he had hap to see. For none had hap to see the hap that he had hap to see. And as he beheld this man beheld, he saw so fair a face, the which would daunt the fairest and stain the bravest grace. Pity he cried, and pity he came, and pitied for his pain, that dying could not let him die, but gave him life again. That dying could not let him die, but gave him life again.
Another group of music from the time of Shakespeare, ending there with Fair in the Morn by Thomas Morley, from a CD of the Folger Consort titled When Birds Do Sing. And we do have time for one more by Thomas Campion. Let's listen to the Folger Consort again and the piece by Campion called See Where She Flies.
See where she flies, enraged from me. View her when she intends despite. The wind is not more swift than she. Her fury moved, such terror makes, as to a fearful beauty sprite. The voice of heaven's huge thunder cracks, but appeased mind yields to delight. All her thoughts are made of joys, millions of delights inventing. Other pleasures are but toys to the beauty's feet contending. My fortune hangs upon her brow, for as she smiles or frowns on me, so must my blown affections bow. And her proud thoughts too well do find with what unequal tyranny her beauty's rule commands my mind. though when her sad planet rains, from she may, she alone can pleasure move and displeasing sorrow banish. May my heart still hold her love, let other comforts vanish.
And ending here with a piece by Thomas Campion. That completes our program devoted to the music performed by the Folger Consort. Again, the Folger Consort is the ensemble in residence at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. The performers on this last recording were two of the founders of the Folger Consort, Robert Eisenstein, who played the viol and also played recorder, Christopher Kendall on the lute, and Scott Rice on recorders. Scott Rice was doing most of those fantastic recorder solos, absolutely spectacularly played. And then a visitor from the homeland of England with the Rogers Kopi Crump, who was the tenor doing the singing. Hope you've enjoyed the Folger Consort, and guess what? We'll be presenting more music by early music ensembles in the very near future. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., saying goodbye and have a good week.